Praise the Lord, everybody. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Did you bring your Bible? Look at your neighbor and say, I brought my Bible. What about you? Now, we need to get one thing straight right off. I think you all know this. But there isn't anybody in the face of this earth that can worship God like one God, Jesus' name, tongue-talking, apostolic, Holy Ghost-filled, holiness, young people. Nobody. Hallelujah. Let's serve notice on the devil tonight. We're going to worship God like we never worshiped Him. Hallelujah. Now, we don't have anything against the Baptists, but the Baptists can't worship God like one God people. We don't have anything against charismatics, but I'm here to tell you, charismatics cannot serve God like apostolics. We know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Anybody here know who Jesus is? Why don't you let him know how much you love him? Praise God. Praise God. Come on, let's give him some applause. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, can't you do better than that? Aren't you on your way to heaven? Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I think we could raise the roof, I really do. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, before we read the scripture, I just thought of something. A little lady, kind of an older lady, all sophisticated looking, was in our church in Manila, and she'd never been there before. And I was greeting her as she went out. And I said, we're so glad to have you in our service this morning. We hope you'll be back. She said, I won't be back. And when she said that, it took me back. And I said, well, why not? She said, well, it's just entirely too noisy in this place. She said, when I go to church, I like to go where it's quiet, where I can sit and I can meditate. Because the world is so noisy. And I like to come out from the noisy world and the hustle and the bustle of life. And I like to just meditate. I won't be back. You know, I wasn't quick enough on my feet, Brother Cantrell. But I thought later. I thought, you know, when we pass from this life, it's not the end of it. We're going to go to one or two places. There's only two choices. Right? There's no purgatory. There's no in between. And you got to remember, when we pass from this life, we're going to go to one place or the other, and they're both noisy. That's right. You better get used to the noise. We're going to a noisy place. I don't know about you. I don't want to go to hell. The place where there's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's going to be a place where people are going to be crying for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them. It will be a place of eternal screams, eternal torment, forever and forever and forever. No, I don't want to go there. I want to go to that other noisy place. I want to go to heaven. Hallelujah. I want to go to the place where there's worshiping and glory. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. People from every kindred and every tribe under God's sun are going to come marching into the New Jerusalem. And they're going to be lifting up Jesus' name, saying glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah.
You know, John saw it in the Spirit. Hallelujah. He saw them, people from everywhere. And he heard the praises. And it sounded like waves tumbling over waves as the worship and the praise was going up to God. Listen, friend, if you're not baptized in Jesus' name, got the Holy Ghost, you're not going there. That's why I'm telling you, nobody can worship God like one God tongue talking apostolic. Nobody. Now come on, let's applaud Him again. Lord, You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Whoa. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shalabahakatahayala. Look at your neighbor and say, I feel like praising the Lord. Look at your other neighbor and say, I'm a one God tongue talking apostolic Holy Ghost holiness filled Christian. Look at your other neighbor and say, I feel like jumping. Ah! Hallelujah! My God! Look at your other neighbor and say, I feel like running. Hallelujah. Hey, we might as well go ahead and have a good time. We're one God tongue talking apostolic. We're on our way to heaven. We're on our way to that noisy place. That noisy place. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm on my way to that noisy place. I'm on my way to that noisy place. I'm on that way to that noisy place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Where we'll be in His presence forever and forever and forever. My God, the angels are going to fold their wings. The angels are going to look at us with awe. Hallelujah. We're the blood-bought ones. We're those that have come through it. Thank God, saved by the blood. Yeah, look at one neighbor and say, I'm on my way to that noisy place. That noisy place. That noisy place. You know what? I think if we could just project ourselves there a little bit, hey man, we want to go there right now. Friend, it's going to be a place of such splendor and glory. Hallelujah. No more tears, no more pain, no more suffering, no more fear, pressure. Hallelujah. Thank God, I want to go there. We're living in the generation. Jesus is coming to get us. We're going to that noisy place. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, 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 yes. All right, let's get to that scripture. You going to help me preach? I'm sorry. I really couldn't believe it when Brother Cantrell called and asked me if I preached a youth camp. I preached youth camps before, but you see, I'm a grandpa now. I'm just an old, decrepit grandpa. But I'm a good grandpa. And I got three real beautiful grandkids. And if you don't believe me, come up to me after service, and I got a few pictures in my wallet. I'll show them to you. Hallelujah. But you help me preach. The old grandpa will try to make it through the week. Okay? Now, this scripture here is one of my most favorite scriptures in all the Bible. You got it? Now unto Him. Everybody say, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. Now let's raise our hands to the Lord. Put your Bible down. Raise your hand to the Lord and say, God, I want to hear something from the Lord tonight. Let's everybody do that. Let's pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be upon us right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your presence is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a good God. We want to hear from you again tonight. Praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I feel it. Hallelujah. My God. Praise God. You may be seated. The scripture begins, Paul's talking, and he says, now unto him. Now, if you really want to know something, you could stop right there and you could preach forever and never run out of material. Now unto him, who's he talking about? Is he talking about some pot-bellied Buddha that has eyes but can't see, ears that can't hear, mouth can't talk? Now unto him. Is he talking about the God of the Muhammads who don't believe that Jesus was anything near God? Who's he talking about? Now unto him. Is he talking about the first, second, third, fourth, fifth person, the Godhead? Is he talking to one who may be part of a committee? We have an understanding of who this God is. That's why we're so excited tonight. We have had a revelation of who he is. Hallelujah. He's not part of a committee. He doesn't share his glory with anybody else. He's God. He's the only wise God who is blessed forever. Hallelujah. And I don't mind reminding you again tonight. His name is Jesus. He's the altogether lovely one. Now unto him, praise God. Now, when you think about this God, you know, when I was a kid, I was told by my Sunday school teacher that God was eternal. And that God never had any beginning, and he shall never have any ending. You ever thought of that? I'm the only one. You know, you try to think that one through when you're a little finite person. We had a beginning. At least I think most of us did. Some of you might believe you come from some other life, you know, reincarnation business. I used to be a frog or a whatever. Huh? But I go in my mind back billions and billions and billions of years and try to find the beginning of God. It is a futile attempt because God never had a beginning. I mean, billions of years. Billions, billions, billions. It don't matter how many billions. When you get there, you haven't started. Because God never had a beginning. He always was. Huh. That makes me feel good that the God I serve is a forever God. He never had a beginning. He always was. And then I turn around and I go back out into the future and try to find the ending of God. Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions, yay, trillions of years. And it's a futile attempt because God never shall have an ending. He is eternal. He is forever. I say he is forever. Everybody say he is forever. He never had a beginning. He shall never have an ending. Now, when you bring a request to that kind of a God, you're bringing a request to the God, to the only God, to the God who is forever. Hallelujah! Unto him! Now, just as there is no beginning and there is no ending to our God, I wonder about his universe. People are very interested in the universe now. Everybody's looking at the stars. Everybody's looking at the heavens. You know, we're sending up all these space exploration deals. And people are interested in the heavens because the earth is getting overcrowded. We need to go and set up shop on Mars or
somewhere. And so, in my little mind, Paul says, now unto him, the God that never had a beginning and never had any ending, or will have an ending. I wonder, Lord, out of all those stars out there, if I could just go visit one. Huh? Wouldn't that be neat? On a cloudless night, you go out and you look up there. Have you ever tried to count the stars that you see with the naked eye? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1 billion and 6, 1 billion and 6. You know, it's not easy to do that. There's a whole lot of stars up there. And there's a whole lot of stars up there you can't see. But they up there. Praise God. And so, tonight what we're going to do is we're going to go just visit the nearest star to our earth next to our sun. Now, there's billions and billions of stars, right? So we're only going to go visit the nearest one. So we're going to get in our little spaceship. We're going to set it on cruise control for about 186,000 miles per second. That ought to be fast enough. Look at your neighbor and say, that ought to be fast enough. You ever gone that fast? Now that's the speed of light. 186,000 miles per second. Not per hour. That'd be fast enough per hour. 186,000 miles per hour. That's fast. You know, we think we've really done something with airplanes. You know, we go on the airplane. I was on an Aeroflot Airlines last year with Brother Keys, Randy Keys. And it took us 13 hours. A few people from Modesto here. It took us 13 hours to get from Moscow to Anchorage and then on to San Francisco. And Brother Keys and I, we tried to get first class. You ought to see first class on Aeroflot. Aeroflot is the old Soviet airline. We renamed it Aeroplop Airlines. But we couldn't get a first class seat. They put us in the last row in the smoking section near the toilet. 13 hours. And we were going 500 miles an hour. That's fast. Man, that's fast. Look at your neighbor and say, that's fast. That's fast. So I don't think we want to go visit the nearest star at 500 miles an hour. We need to go at 186,000 miles per second, okay? And we're only going to go visit the nearest star. Here we are. We're on the launching pad. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition blast off. Do you know how fast 186,000 miles per second is? Well, for example, if you were going to go around the world at that speed, you'd go around the world 7 times in 1 second. Everybody say, that's dizzy. You know, faster than you can make your hand go. That's fast. So here we're going. We're going off into the universe. Do you know at that speed, in 2.5 seconds, you'd say bye-bye to the moon. Bye, moon. 2.5 seconds. And the astronauts think they've really done something. We went to the moon. Yeah. Space Central, they're all sitting there with their little computer buttons, and they're watching it go, phew. We put a man on the moon. We walked on the moon. We rode a car on the moon. We even played golf on the moon. No gravity. 2,000 yard drive. A 186,000 miles per second. In 8 minutes, we'd say bye-bye to the sun. 93 million miles away. Bye, sun. See you later. We're going to visit the nearest star. Won't take us long. We're going fast. We're going the equivalent of 7 times around our big earth in 1 second. It shouldn't take us very long. You know what? I go a whole day. I'm still not there. There's a lot of seconds in a day. 186,000 miles per second for a whole day. Still there. I go 2 days. I'm still not there. I go 3 days. I'm hungry already. I'm still not there. I go 1 week. I'm still not there. I forgot to pack my lunch. Oh. A month goes by. Do you know there's a lot of seconds in a month? Every second that goes by, 186,000 miles. Every 2.5 seconds it goes by. The equivalent of the distance between the earth and the moon. A I'd go 2 months. I'm still not there. I'd go 6 months. I'm still not there. I'd go a whole year. Happy birthday to me. I'm still not there. There's a lot of seconds in a year. All I'm going to do, my only request is, I want to go visit the nearest star, of which there are billions in God's universe. And I'm not there after a whole year. I go 2 years. I'm still not there. I go 3 years. I'm still not there. There's a lot of seconds in 3 years. 186,000 miles per hour per second. It's hard for us little guys to conceive all this, you know. But it's true. I go 3 years, 6 months. I go 3 years, 9 months. I go 3 years, 11 months. I'm still not there. After 4 years, I would finally reach the nearest star. 186,000 miles per second for 4 years. Here we go. Now, there's a star out there. You go outside, you look up there, you can see a star with your naked eye that's 2,000 light years away. You see it? Ah, there's a star. If you knew stars, you say, there's a star, it's 2,000 light years away. Yeah, that one right there. You can identify. The light that you are seeing tonight on August the 6th, 1994 was given off that star when Jesus was walking the shores of Galilee. And it's just now getting here at 186,000 miles per second for 2,000 years. Ain't that something? You know what? A star that's 2,000 light years away is a star that is comparatively near to our Earth compared to all the other stars. Remember what the scripture is? Now unto Him. He made all that stuff. Do you know there's a star out there that's 38 billion light years away? Did you know that? Some of you are looking at me like, I think I lost some of you. Man, if I lost some of you already, man, you guys are really in trouble. This God will blow your mind. I'm here to tell you, man, you're not serving some kind of a puppy dog God. You're serving the God that created it all. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, we got an awesome God. There ain't nobody like this God. He's an awesome God. I feel something moving down on the inside of me. Big time. It's that awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 38 billion light years away. That means that the star that those scientists are looking at through those telescopes, the light that they're seeing was given off that star 38 billion years ago, coming toward our Earth at 186,000 miles per second for 38 billion years. That in itself ought to prove your God never had a beginning. He's a forever God. You know, scientists are really interested in the universe. They're trying to find the end of it all. How many stars are there? So they create new and more powerful telescopes to peer up into the universe. What do they find? More stars. I read in the paper just a few weeks ago that the scientists have found another galaxy. Look at your neighbor and scratch your head and say, a galaxy? You know, informative question like, a galaxy? A galaxy, no less. Not another star, a galaxy. And in this galaxy, they say are hundreds of millions of stars that they never knew previously existed. But God is a God of great surprises, you see.
Hallelujah. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. Based on that, hallelujah, just as there's no beginning and there is no ending to my God, I believe there is no beginning and there is no ending to His vast universe. There is no end to it. Of His kingdom, there shall be no end. He is forever and forever and forever and forever. I don't understand it, but I serve Him and I love Him. Hallelujah! And He is my Heavenly Father! Come on, come on, let's applaud Him, let's applaud Him. Come on, come on, come on. Now unto Him. Oh, my, 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 my. But we live in 1994 where there's some very educated people that say it just happened. It just happened that way. We believe, you see, in the theory, theory of evolution. Everything. Be real sarcastic. We believe that billions upon billions and billions of years ago, there were atoms. Or molecules. And over periods of billions and billions of years, they learned how to dance. And they danced until they danced into various forms of life. And they kept dancing and dancing and dancing. Nobody knows how long, but it was long. And they danced until there were planets and there were galaxies and there were stars. And on this earth, we don't know why here, but the molecules loved each other a little more here or something. They were better dancers. Something like that. And they danced and they danced and they danced until over billions of years there were trees and there were flowers. All beautiful colors. And then the molecules and the atoms danced until there were rivers. Even. And there were lakes and there were oceans. Yes. And the molecules danced and danced until after billions of years there were fish. Fish. And some scientists believe that you and I came from fish. We swam and we swam in the ocean until we would swim up onto the shore and we would get back in the ocean again. And over a period of millions of years, we finally learned how to live outside of the water. But you see, we couldn't walk. Our bellies. Over a process of millions of years, we fishies grew legs. And our brains developed over periods of billions of years. God? We don't believe in God. It all just happened. Everybody's saying, Yeah. You know, some of us, they think we came from fish and then we went into monkeys. You know, my grandmother was a monkey or an ape or something. I know you look at me and say, I believe it might be a little bit. But then through, they say there's a missing link between the human and the ape and they're still trying to find it. Missing link. They're all missing. You didn't come from no monkey. You were fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. In the beginning, God created the the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. I'm here to tell you, you got emotion, you got intelligence, you got will, and God created you. Come on, let's applaud Him. No, unto Him. You know what? We got professors. Real smarty pants professors. That can stand up in front of students that look at them, you know. This is the professor.
This is the professor. He's got so many degrees, man. They go off the page.
And this professor looks at his students. He's real smart, this professor. Uh-huh. He's teaching the origin of man. He's saying, once I was a monkey swinging in a tree. Now I'm a doctor with a PhD. I don't think so. You know, it would be just as idiotic for me to believe that there was an explosion in yonder print shop down here and out popped the Webster's Dictionary. Yeah!
The Webster's Dictionary just happened. Alphabetically in order, no even. No less. All by itself. The A's are the A, B, C, D, E. It's all just there, and it just happened. Yes, it did. And somebody says, I don't believe that happened. And you get your feelings, it did happen. I saw the explosion. I saw it come out of the prison shop. It happened just like that. You just don't want to believe that.
Hallelujah. Now unto Him. Hallelujah. Now unto Him. Don't you ever forget where you came from, friend. Hallelujah. You're not a product of evolution. You're a product of the breath of Almighty God. He said, hallelujah, my God took a great risk when He made man. He didn't make you as a robot. I mean, He didn't want you to be a puppet on a string. He said, I want love, man. I want love. And so He created you as a free will moral agent with the power of choice. The power to choose. Don't you let anybody tell you that God consigns some people to heaven and some people to hell at will. It's not right. He gave us the power of choice. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, I choose to be a Christian. I choose to be a one God apostolic tongue talking Christian. I choose. Hallelujah! Hey man, something's going to happen on the first night of this camp. You don't have to wait until the last night. You can get under the spout where the glory comes out tonight. Recognize where you came from. Recognize who He is. Now unto Him! Now, you think how ridiculous it is to believe that God, who created man, was a God that just consigned some people to heaven and some people to hell at will. He took a great risk because He knew that robot allegiance was not love. You're going to love me whether you like it or not. There's not love. You choose. And so He created you. Amen. Now here's the assembly line. He made us out of the dust of the earth. Here's the first one. And God breathes into this hunk of $1.98 mud And God says to this new person he just made, "You know, I kind of like you. You are a very nice person that I just made. I got good news. You can go to heaven." Next. Oh, you are alive. You know what? I am God and you are man. I created you. I got good news. You can go to heaven. Next. You know, I am God and you are man. I just created you. You know something? I don't kind of like you. You can go to the other place. You know. You can go to heaven, you can go to hell, you can go to hell, you can go to hell. You believe God would be that kind of a God where He would at will consign some people to heaven and some people to hell? I didn't premeditate this, but I feel to say it. There's some people in here, even though you are young people, you haven't lived a long time, but the devil has told some of you that you're so rotten and you're so mean and that you've already blasphemed the Holy Ghost, so there's no more hope for you. And you just kind of come to hang around, but the devil's already got you believing that you'll never be in heaven, that you blasphemed the Holy Ghost, and there's no hope for you. I want you to know it's the devil's lie. You are not here by accident. God did not create you to send you to hell. He wants your love. He wants your devotion. He wants your adoration. He loves you. Come on, let's applaud this God. We're hung up on now unto Him. I'm telling you, you preach all night. Now unto Him, unto Him, unto Him. Mom, we're not Baptists. We're not charismatic. We're one God apostolics. We're baptized in Jesus' name, folks. Come on, come on. But you see, the devil's got you. The devil's got you believing. Some of you, you have blasphemed the Holy Ghost. You say, "Brother Mallory, you don't know how bad I am. You don't know how terrible I was out there. You don't know how I blasphemed the Holy Ghost, blasphemed His name. This. There is no hope. There was nobody more rotten than I was. There is no hope. I crossed over the line." You shaking your face and your finger in the face of Almighty God and say, "I will not accept that forgiveness. Your blood does not really atone for sin. I will not bow my knee. I will not confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I will not confess." I'm here to tell you, friend, that's blasphemy. You're blaspheming your Creator. And there can be no forgiveness for the one that refuses to accept His forgiveness. What you need to do, friend, instead of saying, "I crossed over the line," you need to get on your knees and say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I'm here to tell you, His blood will wash you clean. I'm here to tell you, there's still plenty of blood. There's still plenty of spirit. There's still plenty of water to baptize you in Jesus' name. There's hope for you. Come on, let's applaud Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The devil is fighting for the soul of our young people. Because he knows when the Lord comes back, there's going to be 15-year-olds. There's going to be 16-year-olds. There's going to be 18-year-olds. There's going to be 20-year-olds. The devil doesn't want you serving him. Hallelujah. But you can tell the devil, we don't care what the devil don't like. He can go and take a hike. We choose to be one God apostolics. Come on, go ahead and praise Him. Go ahead and worship Him.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You know what? We got young people. I've seen them over in Honolulu. They got little ponytails and shaved heads. They're called Hare Krishnas. And they chant around in a circle and they chant Hare Krishna. They say it 2,000 times every day in front of God and everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They do it and they're unashamed to do it. My Lord, my God, I've been in some places where I've seen young people sitting on a back row with their arms folded saying, I'm not going to say the name of Jesus. If the Hare Krishnas can say Hare Krishna 2,000 times a day, I believe one God tongue talking apostolics can say Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. Jesus! Woo! My God, my God, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whew.
You know what, young people? The devil don't like what's happening on the first night. There's spirits in this place. You know what? We got power over those spirits. We can cast those spirits out in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody here want to cast the spirits out? Anybody here want to use the name of Jesus on devil? Hallelujah. I believe we ought to take a minute and come against the devil in the name of Jesus and say, devil, you're not going to get into this place. We're going to cast you out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're going to kick out the spirit of pride, the spirit of lust, the spirit of jealousy, the spirit of carnality. It's got to be gone in the name of Jesus. It's got to be gone. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. There's deliverance in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shakala bahatayan dala bahu sotoya. Handara bahakaya la bahu shata. Yala baramondo ho satahaya.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pull for every young person in this place. Hallelujah. From the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Come on. Let's lift the name of Jesus higher. 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 We're going to lift the name of Jesus higher and higher and higher and higher. He's the lofty one. Now unto Him, unto Him, unto Him. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want every young man in this room right. Hey, listen. I'm telling you the truth, friends. I can't get off this first phrase, you know, now unto Him. You know, I got a big long message. Unto him who is able, you stop there for a while. To do, you stop there for a while. Exceeding, that's where it really blows your mind. That's kind of like the grand finale deal, you know, exceeding. And then we talk about abundantly, above all. I mean, you know, you can preach forever on each one of those deals. But we just can't get off the first deal. No, unto him. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, he's here tonight in all of his splendor and glory. Now, what we got to do, young people, we got to seize the moment, okay? I know you're here to have a good time, fellowship, all that. But there's something happening in this room. We are living in the generation of whom the ends of the world have come. I'm here to tell you, my God needs young men. My God needs young women. He needs powerful young men and powerful young women. You're not going to be that way by being nonchalant and half-hearted and lukewarm. You got to get under that spout. You got to say, God, I want everything you have for me. I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm willing to set myself aside. God, you're going to work through me. Hallelujah. I want us to do something right here. I want every young man that's in this place. Now you're here. And you're here by divine providence. I don't know where some of you are spiritually. But friend, we might as well get it taken care of in the very first night. You know, we don't need to wait until the last night. And we need to have young men. Now, some of you may feel inhibited. Don't be inhibited. Now, I want young men to stay on this side. Young ladies can stay on this side. But I want you to get out of your seats and just kind of move around. You don't have to all come to the altar. You just make this whole area. And I want you to go from brother to brother to brother. And I want you to pray using the name of Jesus on each other. In the name of Jesus. I want you to rid us of everything that oughtn't to be in our lives. I want you to rid us of everything that would be hindering apostolic free flow of the Spirit in my life. I'm going to make a commitment tonight like I've never made before to the Lord. I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Now you got to understand, the devil don't like what you're doing, so just get the devil off your back. Tell him where to get off. When the devil puts doubts in your mind, rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Say, get thee behind me, Satan. I've come to get a good dose of the Holy Ghost tonight, and nothing's going to hinder me from getting it. Now, young men, I want you to just start moving around, laying hands on one, to go to one, then go to another, and then go to another, many as you want to, and pray for one another using the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get rid of everything in your life that oughtn't to be there. And I want the young ladies to do the same thing. Don't be inhibited. Move out from your places. Start moving around and lay hands on one another. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. That's right. That's right. Come on. Come on. Just start moving around in Jesus' name. Lay hands on one another. Say, I'm a one God tongue talker. I'm a Holy Ghost filled Christian. God, hallelujah, take everything out of me that oughtn't to be there. Come on. Come on. Lay hands on one another in Jesus' name. Move around. That's right. Move around. Go from one to the other. One to the other. Come on. Get out of your places. Praise God. Lay hands on one another. That's right. Come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Let's let the Holy Ghost sweep through this place tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, brethren. Move around. That's right. Pray for somebody else. Pray for somebody else. Come on, sisters. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Yes, let's use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch these young men, Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. Let's let the Holy Ghost do His work here tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Let's shout with the voice of triumph, everybody. In the name of Jesus. 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 Come on, come on, come on. God created you to worship Him. God created you to love Him. Come on, come on, come on, come on. God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Touch this young lady. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shake up these girls, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, worship the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to a noisy place. Come on, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go ahead and laugh. You'll laugh sometime later. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's let the Spirit of Jesus take us over tonight. Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord, touch our hearts, oh God. Jesus' name, Lord. We want all of it tonight, oh God. We want all of it tonight, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.